Praise, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We meditate this day on these words. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." In Jesus' name, dear redeemed of God, we are basically preaching on this particular text about the two parades that came face to face. Parade of death, parade of life. And this certainly is true. But there is an additional thought in this text that I wish to share with you this day, and that is the compassion of our Lord. That compassion which God created you to have, but because of sin we lost, and which through Christ has been restored in this life, so that you may also share the compassion of Christ with a neighbor, with a fellow believer, and yes, even with the enemy. When you are overcome with grief, when your spirit is depressed, when your body ails you, when your mind is troubled and tormented, when life is hard, you're frustrated and distressed, and when you feel overwhelmed, it's easy to lose focus, and it is so hard to pray, "Thy will be done." You and I know that as redeemed, baptized children of God, we have been called to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This is what the divine service of God that you are participating in at this very good moment endeavors to do for you: to focus you on Christ, Lord and Giver of life. For in Him there is forgiveness, life, and salvation that only the Lord gives, from the cross to the altar, and from the Word made flesh, preaching on it through you. It's easy to lose focus, to lose your footing, easy to feel out of sorts when you see someone grieving or hurting, especially when such grief comes unexpectedly, or someone comes upon a very young person suffering. What do you say? What kind of comfort can you give to others? What can you do? How can you show your love and compassion, especially when you oftentimes feel so helpless to do anything? The answer is not to be found in you. It is to be found in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And when your focus is off track, when you hear today's gospel in a way that only says one thing, then you cannot hear about the funeral procession out of this evening, and that's where your focus may remain. And if your focus is off, and you know friends, is your comfort. I hope that some anonymous man who never knew learn his name is raised from the dead, but that your Lord Jesus Christ does not back down from death. For in the midst of daily life, death has been surrounded. This is not just the death of friends and loved ones, or the fear of death in the city of Jerusalem, but the death within your own body. This is the death that your sin has brought upon you, the death that drives you to anger, to greed, to depression, to fear, to false comfort, and to the reality of lack of compassion. For you and I experience that death every day, when we do not reflect in our own lives. God himself, the image to which we were created, and the image to which we have been restored, albeit in this life, not quite yet fully, for that awaits the life to come. And what is that death? But the death that lives in your heart and mind, as well as in your flesh and bones, where it is so apparent. For St. Paul says, you are dead in your trespasses and sins, and that does not merely refer to our dying bodies, but also to our innate refusal to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. And in short, we cannot, because we do not fear, love, and trust in God, we do not love our neighbor either. This is the death that daily surrounds you, the death that lives in your very body, that drives you to believe that you must take control of the situation and you must triumph. This death leads you to believe that it's up to you to fight your own battles, to seek your own security, selfishly using what he has given you, to find your comfort in things, and to live for yourself alone. And that is the death that so often leaves one without speech, powerless and hopeless, when you see it in the neighbor's death, or when you feel it welling up in your own body. Everyone here, young and old alike, is but one breath away from facing death. So it is imperative that each of us must keep our focus. The focus needs to be on the one who does not back down from death. Not from his death for you, not from the death of this nameless man from him, and certainly not from your death. Keep your focus. Your Lord Jesus has taken into his body your death, your fears, your frustration, your heartache, your selfishness, your torments, your greed, and every evil that you express. He has suffered it all to death in his body on the cross. So what is left? What is left is nothing but life. The life your Lord is, the life which the Spirit of God breathes into you, and the life in which is now lived in you and through you. Life is all that is left, all because life is Jesus, and Jesus is life. And according to the riches of his glory, he grants you to be strengthened with might of his Spirit in the inner man, that he may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is that width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, which passes human knowledge. In that way, you are filled with the fullness of God. And as Paul ends that great paragraph, so I now say, to him who is able to